a very odd case at the Supreme Court today. It was the Bong Hits for Jesus case. Goes back to 4 years ago when the Olympic torch was going through all the states on its way to Salt Lake City, and it was going through Juneau, Alaska. And apparently some students were allowed to get out of school that day and go see the torch go by. One of those students, named Joseph Frederick, went down there with the intention of trying to get on television. And so he made a banner, which he unfurled roadside as the Olympic torch was going by, and the banner, 14 feet long, read, "Bong Hits for Jesus," the number four, "Bong Hits for Jesus." The school principal did not like the fact that he was doing that, told him to take it down. When he didn't, she tore it down, ordered him to her office, gave him a 10-day suspension. Joseph and his family made a federal case out of this.
Okay.
And the school district, which has lost at the lower levels, decided to fight this thing all the way to the Supreme Court, and they had the hearing before the justices this morning. Now, to offer some perspective on this, I've asked our old friend Judge Andrew Napolitano to join us. He has been nice enough to stay late in his office at the Fox News Channel in New York to talk a little about this. Judge Knapp, how are you?
I'm fine, Paul. How are you? It's good to be back on your show.
Always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
This is a federal case?
Yeah, sure it's a federal case because it is the government, the school board, punishing someone for exercising free speech. Now, this was not a student who disrupted a classroom or interfered with the ability of the high school to deliver its educational services. This was not a student who advocated criminal behavior or caused any disruption at all. In fact, he wasn't even on school property when this happened. The whole school had been given off to go out in front of the school and to watch and cheer as the Olympic torch came by. Coca-Cola handed out free plastic bottles of Coke to every student that was there. And this guy, Frederick, and his buddies, across the street from the school, on public property but not school property, displayed this sign. When the teacher asked him to take it down, he didn't. She ripped it down. She told him he had a 5-day suspension, whereupon he began to recite a portion of the Declaration of Independence to her, and she doubled the suspension to 10.
Wow!
His family then sues in federal district court and loses. They appeal that to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco, which not only declares that he is the winner, that is, that he cannot be punished and is entitled to compensation for the punishment, because by now he's a high school graduate. He's in Beijing, China, teaching Mandarin, teaching English to students that speak Mandarin Chinese.
Wow.
The Ninth Circuit also awards him all of his legal bills reimbursed by the school board. Then it's appealed to the Supreme Court, and the argument was held today.
Okay, considering it was on public property, which I didn't know, what did the school use as its argument that this guy should be suspended for what he did?
That the combination of the word bong, which is a slang phrase for a marijuana cigarette.
Well, a pipe.
Right, and the name Jesus in the same breath, at the same time, on the same banner, was highly offensive, and the students are prohibited from doing anything offensive to other students.
So if that,
it's only offensive to the principal.
So if that had said "Bong Hits for Seinfeld," it would have been okay.
She probably would have argued at that time that any mention of drugs was against the school policy of drugs. Now, the boy that did it was not a notorious user of marijuana, though he did plead guilty 2 years later to possession of marijuana in a Texas court, was fined $50 and was let go. The boy who did it was just trying to get his name and face on television. I don't think he ever imagined he'd be in the Supreme Court.
Now, what I find most interesting about this is the amalgamation of people who have lined up on the guy's side.
Yes, indeed.
It is groups from the American Center for Law and Justice, which was founded by Pat Robertson,
right,
to the ACLU. To
NARAL, the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws. It's,
yes,
an unbelievable gaggle of people together, and they've got the school board hired Ken Starr, who prosecuted Clinton, who's a former federal judge himself and former solicitor general and now dean of a major law school, to represent them. Paul, the last time the Supreme Court examined this was during the Vietnam War, when a kid in Des Moines, Iowa, whose last name is Tinker, the case is called Tinker versus Des Moines, wore a black armband silently on his arm to protest the Vietnam War. They suspended him. He lost in the trial court. He lost in the appeals court. The Supreme Court reversed it and said you don't sacrifice your First Amendment freedoms just because you're a student, as long as by expressing those freedoms, you are not interfering with the school's ability to deliver the educational product. That's exactly the case here. He has the same free speech rights as you and I would if we were standing across the street from that school. In my view, it's a crystal clear case.
Would it have mattered if he was on school property?
It would. The outcome would have been, this is a great question, Paul. The outcome would have been the same if he was on school property, if the message disrupted the school. So then it would have been a question of fact as to whether the message disrupted the school.
So, like, if
there's no allegation that the message disrupted the parade. The parade was actually disrupted, if you want to know a footnote to this story, when the kids took the jars of Coke and shook them and then took the top off and sprayed each other. This happened hundreds and hundreds of times in front of the school, and instead of disciplining them for attacking each other with Coca-Cola, they disciplined this kid for expressing his opinion.
That's funny. Now, how did this...
That's an only in America aspect. Yeah,
absolutely. So how did this play out with the justices at the Supreme Court today?
My prediction is that they're going to affirm the Court of Appeals and sustain the what the kid did for the following reason. It's a bit of a technical reason. The phrase itself is meaningless, bong hits for Jesus. It is obviously a parody. It was a juvenile effort at humor. Believe it or not, parody and humor receives broad protection, even if it's offensive. So I think that's the category that they're going to put it in, and I think they're going to side with the kid.
All right. Now, when are you going to write another great constitutional book?
My next book is called A Nation of Sheep. And
it excoriates
the government for telling us what to do and chastises individuals for rolling over and not asserting their individual liberties. And it's due out in October.
Well, I'm looking forward to having lengthy discussions with you about it, as we did for Constitutional Chaos and the Constitution in Exile.
It would be my pleasure, Paul. And I love these little chats that we get to do.
Always a pleasure.
One of my favorite cities in all the Midwest, the great city of St. Louis. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judge Knapp. Thanks for staying late, too. I really appreciate it.
Of course, my friend.
Judge Andrew Napolitano from the Fox News Channel here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.